All right, so today we're gonna dive into something really impactful, and it's happening right here in our backyard. We're talking about the Richard Lang Autism Awareness Parade down in Galveston. Now, this isn't just your average parade, you know. It's really a powerful demonstration of our community. You know, individuals and organizations coming together to support and raise awareness for autism.
And how are we gonna dive into this today?
Well, what's really great is that we have audio
Okay.
from the event itself.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So we're gonna hear directly from the attendees, the organizers, the families. These are the people who are really making a difference in the lives of those affected by autism and their loved ones. And it's right here in our region, you know, in Southeast Houston.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do here. Think and act locally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with this deep dive, you know, what we really want to do is understand the significance of this annual event. What are the personal stories behind it?
Yeah, I mean, those are always the most impactful.
And just understanding the vital work that these local groups are doing.
Yeah.
Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, you know, all over.
Our area.
And maybe even spark some ideas for our listeners, you know, how they can get involved
For sure.
or find support right here in our community.
Sounds good.
So to kick things off, maybe we can kind of understand like the parade itself.
Okay.
Like, where did this all begin?
Well, it actually started, you know, it's an annual event, but it used to be called the Blue Skies Over Autism Parade, and it was renamed in honor of Richard Lang, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. And you know what's really touching is that his grandmother, Molly, and his mother were both present at the event where this audio was captured.
That's amazing.
So it really shows you how deep this connection runs in the community.
And, you know, we also learned that Richard himself really loved this parade. And he even worked at a PetSmart right here in Pasadena.
Wow.
So he's really, you know, part of our community. So
Absolutely.
it was really special.
Yeah.
So how did this parade even get started?
So it kind of started in a very heartwarming way, actually, with Kevin, who just enjoyed, you know, riding golf carts. And he thought, you know, other families might like that too. And it's just incredible how something so simple can turn into something so meaningful for our entire community.
And it's grown over the years, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, typically they have about 40 families, which is roughly around 160 people. Of course, you know, weather permitting,
Yeah, of course.
it's an outdoor event.
And, you know, it's important to note that this event is very sensory friendly,
Absolutely.
which is really, you know, important for families affected by autism.
Yeah.
So that means things like, you know, maybe reducing amplified sounds or having designated quiet areas and limiting flashing lights.
Absolutely. Just making it much more comfortable and inclusive.
Yeah, it's really great that they put that thought into it.
Absolutely.
Well, I think, you know, beyond kind of the overview of the parade,
Yeah.
I think what's really impactful are the individual stories,
Absolutely.
you know, that we heard at this event.
Yeah, let's hear some voices from the community.
So one of the stories that really stood out to me was Raul,
Okay.
who's a father and his son Noah
Okay.
is on the spectrum,
Okay.
and he's nonverbal.
Okay.
And what really, you know, struck me was how open he was
Okay.
about the challenges
Yeah.
that he faced, you know, when he first received the diagnosis.
Right.
That's always a very challenging time for any family.
Absolutely.
And he talked about, you know, that journey and how he kind of came to accept it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he really highlighted how Blue Skies Over Autism has been just a life changer for his family,
Wow.
providing that support and that sense of community that's so important
Yeah.
for, you know, families navigating these types of situations.
Really.
And it's amazing, you know, he's actually an officer
Oh, wow.
with the Houston Police Department.
Okay.
And he really talked about, you know, how important advocacy is and his commitment to the special needs community.
Absolutely.
And he even, you know, mentioned that he has a wristband and a tattoo
Oh, wow.
as a symbol of his dedication to his son.
That's powerful. So this really underscores that theme that we're hearing, you know, the vital role of community, and these support networks are absolutely essential.
And I love how, you know, he offered words of encouragement
Okay.
to other parents
Yeah.
who were maybe, you know, newly going through this,
Yeah.
receiving this diagnosis, you know, and he acknowledged the difficulties, but he also highlighted the unique world
Okay.
that unfolds,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
with patience and love and all that. So it's really beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, his perspective as an officer, you know, serving the wider Houston community,
yeah,
and raising a child with autism right here,
yeah,
just adds so much meaning to his words.
Right. And then we also heard from Jet King, who's an educator.
Okay.
And co-founder of a nonprofit called Cafe Azul.
Oh, cool.
And their whole mission is about educating and motivating.
Okay.
Both parents and children on the autism spectrum.
Oh, wow.
And their inspiration comes from their 17-year-old daughter, Kyra, who has autism.
Wow, that's great.
And what's really, you know, interesting about Cafe Azul is that they really want to shift the conversation from just being aware of autism to actually accepting and including individuals with autism in our community.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right. And they're based in the Houston-Rosenberg area.
Okay.
So again, you know, it's all throughout our area. There's all this work going on.
Think and act locally.
Exactly.
There it is.
And one thing that Jed said that really resonated with me was that individuals with autism, they're different.
Yeah.
But they're not less than.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're valued members of our community.
That's so important, you know?
It is.
Just understanding that.
Yeah.
The autism spectrum is just a wide range of developmental differences.
Right.
And everyone's experience is unique.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we also heard from Candy, who shared her why. And that is her 24-year-old son, Tavon.
Okay.
Who was actually diagnosed at a very young age.
Okay.
And what I loved about Candy was just her incredibly positive approach.
Okay.
She talked about rocking autism every single day.
Love that.
It's amazing.
It's a great perspective.
It is. And she's involved with We Rock Autism.
Oh, okay.
Which is an organization that hosts these periodic events.
Okay.
And they're all about encouraging socialization.
Okay.
For individuals on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do all these great things. They go to baseball games. They go to plays.
That's.
And she even mentioned, you know, connecting with Belinda Hernandez from Raising Awesome Awareness.
Oh, wow.
So again, you know, these organizations are all interconnected.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Then we also heard from Mike, who was there with his son, Christopher, who is 30 and nonverbal.
Wow.
And they've been attending autism awareness events for years.
Oh, wow. That's dedication.
Yeah. And Mike really emphasized the importance of public awareness and their personal commitment.
Okay.
To, including Christopher,
yeah,
in all parts of life here in our community.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was really beautiful to see their long-term engagement with this cause.
Absolutely. I mean, their dedication is so evident, you know, being there year after year.
And speaking of the community, we also heard this really heartwarming story.
Okay.
From a young participant about her uncle, Kevin, being found and returned home safely.
Wow.
And it just shows you, you know, the kindness in our community.
Yeah, the good neighbor spirit is alive and well.
It really is.
Hmm.
And then Melissa and Mike Arnold, who are parents of two teenagers on the spectrum.
Okay.
They also shared their experiences.
Okay.
And they talked about how Blue Skies Over Autism has provided them with so much support and friendship.
Yeah.
Which has been so crucial for them.
Absolutely.
And they actually had some advice.
Okay.
For families who have recently received an autism diagnosis.
Yeah.
And they said to seek out similar support groups in their own communities.
But sure.
Because that sense of belonging and understanding that you get from those groups is so vital.
Absolutely.
And then we heard from Richard Lang's family.
Okay.
Who shared just these beautiful memories of him.
Yeah.
You know, describing him as well-read, intelligent, had a love for animals, loved his job at PetSmart.
Wow.
And even though there were communication differences, he had this really deep connection with the Blue Skies Over Autism group.
That's amazing.
And, you know, hearing their memories of Richard really just kind of brings the purpose of this parade into focus.
Absolutely.
You know, and it just shows that community and acceptance can have a huge impact.
Yeah.
Regardless of communication styles.
It's just a beautiful testament to how these local initiatives are making a real difference in people's lives.
Right. And it's clear that the Richard Lang Autism Awareness Parade is just one part of this much larger and supportive network.
Right.
We have here in Southeast Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, we heard from Andrea Kahlo, who's the founder of Autism Moms of Houston.
Okay.
And their Facebook group has almost 10,000 members.
Wow, that's a huge reach.
That's huge.
Shows you the need for connection, you know?
Yeah.
And accessible information.
Absolutely. And they also have this program called the Alex Autism Alliance Program.
Oh, cool.
And they collaborate with Houston Community College,
okay,
occupational therapy students,
okay,
to provide opportunities for young adults who have aged out of the school system.
Mm-hmm.
So they go on field trips.
Oh, wow.
To local businesses.
Okay.
Like Kroger,
mm-hmm,
Sunshine Tacos.
Okay.
To learn about different job environments.
That's a really great way to, you know, give them that real world experience.
Right. And Autism Moms of Houston is also organizing a big autism festival.
Okay.
On April 27th in Pearland.
Oh, wow.
So it's bringing together resources, vendors, activities, talent.
Wow. Sounds like a great event.
All from the autism community.
Absolutely.
And they're also involved in events at the Pasadena Library.
Okay.
They're doing a car wash fundraiser.
Wow.
I mean, they're doing so much.
It just highlights how multifaceted these organizations are. You know, not just awareness, but also tangible support, you know, and real opportunities for individuals with autism and their families.
Right. And we also heard from Belinda Hernandez.
Okay.
Who's the founder of Raising Autism Awareness in the Liberty County, Dayton area.
Okay.
And she talked about how important it is to bring resources and free events to communities that may have limited access to support.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's doing really important work there.
Absolutely. Focusing on those local needs, bringing resources right to them.
Right. Exactly. And we also had a chance to hear from Chloe Coronado, who is an individual with autism.
Okay.
And she shared her personal experience.
Okay.
With a delayed diagnosis.
Yeah.
And the importance of support and understanding from the community.
Yeah.
And she talked about how much she loves the parade.
Okay.
Because it's a place where she can connect with other people on the spectrum.
Absolutely.
And learn about different experiences.
Yeah. I mean, her perspective is invaluable.
Yeah.
Just hearing directly from someone, you know, with lived experience,
yeah,
about the importance of these events and understanding the diversity of the spectrum.
Exactly. And Steve O'Mara, who's the father of Rosie and Connor, he shared his positive experience,
okay,
of joining the Blue Skies Over Autism community.
Yeah.
And he really highlighted that immediate sense of belonging.
Yeah.
The strong support network that they found among other families.
Absolutely. Those peer-to-peer support networks are so vital. And they even organize social events throughout the year.
Yeah. So they're constantly connecting.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And then last but not least, we heard from Ellen Fowler.
Okay.
Of Blue Skies Over Autism.
Okay.
And he emphasized that a collective effort is absolutely essential.
Mm-hmm.
And he highlighted the great work of all the organizations,
yeah,
that were at the parade.
That's amazing.
And, you know, just really reinforces that idea that we need a network,
mm-hmm,
of these different groups,
yeah,
to support the autism community.
Absolutely.
So to wrap it all up, this deep dive into the Richard Lang Autism Awareness Parade.
Yeah.
It really reveals a vibrant,
yeah,
and incredibly supportive community.
For sure.
Right here in our backyard.
Think locally.
Right.
Right here, right.
Deer Park.
Yep.
LaPorte.
Yep.
Pasadena. Southeast Houston.
Think and act locally.
And we've heard firsthand,
yeah,
the, mm-hmm, challenges, the triumphs, mm-hmm, the love,
yeah,
of raising children with autism, the crucial role that these local support organizations play.
Absolutely.
And just the power of our community coming together.
So powerful. And I think, you know, whether you have a personal connection to autism or you know someone who does, or you're just looking to get involved in our amazing community.
Yeah.
These stories and initiatives are just a great starting point.
Absolutely. And think about the impact,
yeah,
that these local organizations are having.
Absolutely.
Groups like Blue Skies Over Autism, Autism, yeah, Moms of Houston, We Rock Autism.
Yeah.
Raising awesome awareness.
So many great groups doing so much good.
And many of them have an online presence.
Oh, that's great.
So you can learn more about their work, find out about events.
Yeah.
Learn how to support them.
For sure.
Maybe even volunteer or donate if you
can. Absolutely.
And, you know, look for ways to participate in those local events.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that are promoting awareness and inclusion right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, creating a more understanding and supportive community, you know, for everyone,
yeah,
starts with us.
Yeah.
Right here.
Right.
At the local level.
It does.
And, you know, the dedication and passion of these families,
yeah,
is so inspiring.
It is.
And, you know, it really is a call to action for all of us.
Yeah.
So what small step,
yeah,
can you take today?
Yeah.
Right here, to, yeah, be a little more aware,
yeah,
a little more accepting, a little more inclusive,
yeah,
in your daily life.
Absolutely.
In Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
It starts with us.
It does.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
If you found value in our show,
please consider supporting us
at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
You'll find a link in the show notes.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.